This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Patrick Roycey is here. Patrick is here, like all of our guests, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. Anything notable take place this weekend for you?
Well, I can get into that, but first of all, I can't believe you have so much power at WCCO that we can preempt the Twins games, lobby with them to preempt the Twins afternoon games in Florida so you can do your three-hour show, because I can guarantee you when they were on our station and I had that shift, I gave them full encouragement to play all the Twins games that they possibly could, so...
Oh, I have too. I prefer the June ones a little more than March, but I didn't realize it was going to be 65, you know, and 74.
And the other thing all you got to do is plug in Atterbury, and he'll do 3 hours. So what the hell? I mean,
if he goes back to the post game too, he'll do more.
There's a rain delay down there now, but that would be no problem. So anyway,
Chris would be fine. All right.
So I'll set up the scene for you, right?
Yep.
In 4:45, I'm in the U.S. Bank Stadium to watch Ty McDevitt and the Gophers' first Big Ten game with him as the coach, you know, after 43 years. And I'm the only guy in the press box. And beyond players, there's 12 of us in the stadium, right? By the way, they treat them like they're breaking into the place. The staff there at the Ziggy Dome, they're not real baseball fans. In fact, I said the other day the reason they're putting that $280 million security fence up is to keep out baseball. But anyway, so they're playing the monkey song.
Do you want to hear it? Hold on a sec, Dave. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead and play it. Here's the song you're hearing over and over again. Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
All right,
that's the song, Beastie Boys song
enough.
You're hearing repeatedly.
I probably had heard it in the past, but when I'm on the radio in the car, I am not listening to the Big Neighbor or any other local station. I listen to Soul Town and I listen to Outlaw Country, right? That's it.
Yeah.
That's all it. It's the only places I am. So I'm not really aware of the Beastie Boys, but I get sick of hearing monkey, monkey, monkey. So I, being a smart aleck, I tweet out, it's too bad they didn't come over and ask me if they could play this monkey rap song. I would have given them $20 not to, was like the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours later, or maybe 3 hours later, I will go back and look at Twitter and find out I'm a raving racist. So that was kind of a shock to me. And then I found out that I probably should have separated I should have done a better job of writing that tweet. But then all hell broke loose. And anyway, that's the story. So
obviously, you know the connotation at times with monkey and blacks, you know, extraordinarily well, right? We're all aware of the filth associated with it. It obviously didn't even, you weren't in that mindset at all when you offered up the tweet.
No, God, no. To me, a monkey's a monkey. It's got, it looks stupid and jumps around. And I got to tell you, I hate monkeys. I was once on Gibraltar, and the monkeys were trying to climb into our car, and they were throwing crap at us. I don't like monkeys.
You have a monkey fetish.
Like monkeys. That's probably why I hate the song, because I keep praising monkeys. No, I never had a, Chad, my next birthday, I'm going to be 80. I'm not exactly into the modern culture, what might be offensive, and I had no idea. Yep. And
text you? Did a buddy say, hey, I know you. I know you don't mean any of this, but do you want to take a look at that tweet?
I did get a couple of emails on that sense, and I was, meanwhile, I was hacking out a column and not really worrying about it. I didn't think it was going to be as dramatic as it was. But after a while, there was enough of it on there that I woke up in the middle of the night like I usually do and started thinking about it, and I said, I can't take Twitter anymore. I can't take it anymore. So I deactivated my account, and I told you this when we were exchanging things the other day. Yep. When you've devoted yourself, I always say my Twitter personality was like when I'm still drinking, which was 1981. I quit, but I go back to that, stir it up, and have a good old time, and give everybody a hard time. And I was going to get hit upside the head sometime, and it happened last Friday. So, anyway.
Okay, how did it work with you trying to deactivate your account? This is not exactly your wheelhouse.
No. I would say it wasn't an instant. There were several attempts, and finally, after about 20 minutes, I figured it out. But anyway, so... Now I'm on Blue Sky. I got two problems with Blue Sky. The name.
It's dull?
The name, it's dull. But the name is Free Foo-Foo. The name,
yes,
I don't like
it
the name.
Is.
And everybody's on there applauding themselves for leaving Twitter. But people who've been on there 6, 7, 8 months. Now I said, okay, I'm here from Twitter, but I'm going to try to drop the topic here in a couple of days. 7 months from now, I'm not going to say, boy, am I happy I'm out of that cesspool of Twitter. So seems to be the
running. Here's my issue, I think, with you on Blue Sky. Patrick Royce's here. The individuals you love to troll and debate to bring in and have fun with, they're not on Blue Sky.
They're not
on Twitter.
No, and I can see I sailed. I'm not going to – I have my Twitter period, and I'm not going to worry about that stuff. I'm not going to – I'm not going to try to agitate PGA Fleck or anything like that. I mean, I'll do it if I want to take a shot at him, but I'm not going to dedicate myself to it, so – I mean, dedicated my Twitter career to stirring stuff up, and I'm probably, it's time for me to mature, don't you think?
No, it's not. Dave, you come in the conversation. Let's be honest. Patrick needs to get back on Twitter after this conversation. Okay, you didn't clarify it enough. Anybody who knows you knows there's not a drop of racism in your body. None. As you said, clumsy, could have cleared it up, whatever. We all screw up, some of us more than others. Get your butt back on Twitter and let's have some fun. Harrigan, are you with me?
Hey, maybe this is just the time for Pat to grow. It can start with Blue Sky, jump on Threads. Can we get Pat on the gram and TikTok? Can we get Pat on TikTok?
I looked at TikTok not to get on it, to try to figure out what the heck it was. And maybe with my grandkids, next time I see them, they can help me. Because is this the one that it only lasts 15 seconds and then it disappears, or is that something else?
No, that's Snapchat.
Oh, okay. Well, I get those two confused.
This could be our new bit, Dave. Patrick joins us periodically, and we expose him to a new social media platform, right?
Yeah.
Because actually, I think you'd like TikTok. There's a lot of funny stuff on TikTok, but you're too damn good on Twitter, Patrick. Come on. One blip. Come on.
You know what I told you, Dave? You know what I told Chad the other day, though? My last big flap was 1991, and how I got away with this and didn't get fired, I have no idea. But it was a column I was going to write fell through March 2nd, 1991. So I did some smart alecky little three-graph things, and the second one was ripping women's basketball and what I'd seen of it this year and referred to it as tiptoed ball throwing. And now my poor stepson is going to Benilde, and there's big posters up on the wall saying, bullet holes in them and stuff like that to drag this man through the streets. And then I had to, they had me write an apology column, and it wasn't apologetic enough. So the only column I ever had killed. So then I had to write another apology column. I knew I was in trouble, Chad, when I was down in spring training, and I got a call not from the editor, but from the publisher.
So, oh, jeez. That's not good.
So,
yeah. Shelby was coming at you hard then, too, Patrick, right?
I wrote three graphs. Shelby wrote 35 inches. I want to fire me now. But that's okay. I got him back.
Look at how many women's basketball columns you've written since.
Yes, and I was going to tell you, right before this flap, I drove to Stevens Point, Wisconsin, 3.5 hours each direction last Saturday and hung out there for 8-10 hours with the great Janelle McCarville and wrote a 1,000 words for Sunday's paper on women's basketball and my hero, Janelle McCarville. I've come around. And so is America on women's basketball, by the way, because the WNBA can't keep up with all the towns that want to have expansion teams.
That's true. Does that mean Patrick in 30 years will be back in Gibraltar with the monkeys,
trying to get along with monkeys? That's one of a few things my wife and I agree on. We both hate monkeys because of the experiences. You know what they throw at you, Chad?
Feces.
Yes, feces. Yes. I don't approve of throwing feces at other human beings. I don't approve of that,
Patrick, we do a segment, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Any entity, any live creature throwing their feces at you, overrated.
Overrated, yes. Aren't they cute? Yeah, no, they aren't cute. They've never been cute. So
these other platforms are dull. Back on X, Twitter, come on. We got the Trumpster. Right. We got Elon. We got PJ. Come on.
Yeah, that is true. I'll have to consider it. By the way, has there ever been any group in America as smart as the NFL? They now have us all worked up at legal tampering day. We can't even wait for the – they get somebody a while back said, hey, we release all the information on the same day. Let's have 2 days of people – trying to fight for scoops before we announce who signed.
It's amazing. They're geniuses. They have no. Maybe they have like a brief period in June when they're out of the conversation. That's it, and then they're right back on it. They take for 50 weeks. They're right in the middle of it. Meanwhile, baseball.
Whew. Oh God, they're in trouble. Hey,
you know
who would hate this? Your dad's best buddy, Bud Grant, believe in this year-round stuff. There were ducks to kill, and there were other things to do, and wolves to shoot out of airplanes and stuff like that. So Bud would not have agreed with this year-round calendar that the NFL has him on.
Somebody said they're struggling to find you on Blue Sky. Is it possible you think you're on Blue Sky, but you're not on Blue Sky?
No, I am. I'm a PJ the Roos. PJ the Roos. My old folder nickname, PJ. I thought I'd put a little PJ in there. I'm not campaigning for followers. I just want to have a little outlet where I can, you know, say something. I don't know what's going to happen. What the hell?
Okay. Honestly, by 2 o'clock, please, for the love of God, get back on Twitter. Knock this off. Is this like a later midlife crisis? Come on.
This is just before he goes to the home crisis. Yes, it is what it is. But
I would have loved you.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Of course.
My wife has like two Amazon drivers on alert all times, right?
One's in the parking lot, just ready for it.
I left the lights on our car, so the battery died, and we had to get my guys, the tow truck over there, and your dad probably went to those guys, Greg and
yes,
you know, over there.
Right nearby,
and she's saying to me, how much did that cost? Like we've hit a financial crisis because I left the lights on.
It.
The fact that I trip over stuff every time I walk out the front door has got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. No. Right now, Patrick, I'm in California. I'm doing the show out here. And right now I'm out here with Kathleen, you know very well, my ex-wife, and my girlfriend's out here. And
oh,
she's
really?
Been here for 5 days. They're getting along extraordinarily well. Is this going to come back to hurt me or help me? I have not determined this yet.
I think that's good because now if there could be a ex-wife involved that could create problems, but I don't think Kathleen's the type. She's a very fine person. And, it's always told me something about you that you ended up splitting with her. That was I know where to put the blame for that one.
No, that's correct. And that person is talking right now.
That's right. It's like mine. My divorce. There's no idea, no doubt who deserved it. Me.
So, yes. All right. You know what I think of you. You're the best. I appreciate you coming on.
See you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Patrick James Ricey, right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. I want to talk Suresh Life. Maybe that's where Patrick needs to go. He's got the extra time now. He can't tweet.
Yeah.
By the way, he's going to be back by Wednesday. What's the over-under when he's back on Twitter?
Well, I think if he's capable, he'll get back on by Wednesday. But it might take a few days to figure out the process.
Yeah, that's correct. And who knows if he was limited from being on Twitter for a little bit. But he's got time. He could go see my guest, Kevin, Zach. I go to the Plymouth location primarily. It's stretchlab.com, but I've also visited Maple Grove. I visited Chanhassen, the one by Bidet McCoska. They have Stretch Lab specialists who work with someone in their mid-70s like Patrick, 40 like Dave, or your 15-year-old kid who's getting ready for the upcoming baseball season. They will help you with soreness. They will help you with irritability. They will bring almost a meditative state to this, plus the overall flexibility just gets better and better. They have 11 locations. And also, just another example, my son Quentin, with all the health issues he has, he loves Stretch Lab, and they're so good to him. Again, as I said, 11 locations, half off your first offer if you go today at stretchlab.com.